Councilman Fiesler mentioned that it's by state law that we can't give out meters free. But if someone buys a house and moves in, we can give them a meter for free. Why is that?
Ms. Healy?
No, actually, it wasn't that we can't give them for free, that there's like a state law that bans that. The legal analysis of it is more about equity and about ratepayer claims. And so that ratepayers and ratepayer lawsuits depend upon whether we are putting costs in a reasonable fashion on the ratepayers. If we are shifting costs that are attributable to a certain portion of them and having the rest of the ratepayer subsidize them, it raises an issue. The Public Utilities Act is very explicit about how you can charge your customers under the Public Utilities Act, and I can get you that section. It was referenced in the last Q&A.
But what is the threshold where it gets to where that it breaks that law? If there's 100 homes that want to get changed over, well, I'm just saying 100 homes, 1,000 homes want to get changed back over to that,
the
ratepayers are going to have to pay for those meters.
The legal analysis that we have conducted and the advice that we're giving you is that if you choose to do this and if you choose to waive the costs that are directly attributed to particular users, that it exposes the city to potential claims and liability by very large numbers of ratepayers in the city.
Okay, well, could we possibly amortize the meters over 5 years or something instead of having them have to come up with $68 right away? I mean, there are hard economic times out here.
Oh, I think that we have the discretion to do payment plans if that's something that as long as the particular user is financing their entire cost and it's not being subsidized by other ratepayers, then I think that that's workable.